At the entrance to the conference center, 27 kilometers outside Dakar, police officers are busy testing the security scanners ahead of the forum. This scientific gathering wants to help transform Africa through an increased focus on science, technology, and innovation. More than 700 people will attend. Thierry Zoumahoun is the chairman of the Next Einstein Forum and the CEO of the African Institute for Mathematical Sciences. He says the event is also a way to recognize Africa's young scientific talent, the young people who are on the front line of the continent's scientific inquiry.
We have bright minds, scientific minds, young people, young African scientists who are doing great research. And their research outputs have been contributing to boosting and sustaining the growth of Africa. And we thought it would be unfair to African young scientists to not be provided with a platform for which to showcase their discovery, their invention, their scientific innovation. So for them, it was justice that while they may have to struggle to get a visa to go and attend the STS conference in Japan, North America, and the east of Europe, why not providing them with such a platform here at home and bring the global scientific community from around the globe to discuss how STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math can help address some of the Africa's major development challenges.
The opening of the forum today coincides with International Women's Day, and six of the scientists whose achievements will be on show are women. Could they be Africa's Albert Einstein?
My name is Amanda Weltman, and I'm a theoretical physicist at the University of Cape Town in South Africa. I don't know if I'll be the next Einstein or the next Emmy Noether, but I'm hoping that this opportunity will give me the chance, maybe not necessarily to do that myself, but to be one of the people who perhaps trains that person or helps that person find their place in society and science. I'm hoping that I'm still as excited and as confused and as struggling as I am with the science, because that's when it's really fun. And I think, you know, one of the things, again, that we forget about Einstein is he didn't feel he was right all the time. He talked about his work. He talked about the greatest blunder of his life, which is now, for what it's worth, the best explanation for dark energy. So I'm hoping that I'm going to be wrong at some point in a spectacular way over the next decade.
Tolu Oni, I work at the University of Cape Town and I'm an fellow. That's a challenging question. I think I have the hair for it, given our population dynamic on the continent and this drive towards and commitment to science and the STEM subject as key to development. We definitely have this opportunity in that I think if we embrace it from a political will perspective, from an investment perspective, I think the resources are there and the intellect is there, but we just have to find a way to nurture it, to build that capacity and to retain on the African continent.
In all, 15 young scientists will be presenting their work to the forum. They will get up on stage and explain how their projects, which are being developed, will help to improve our world. The work includes the development of a fundamental theory to explain dark energy and the cosmological constant, Einstein's so-called fourth factor that appears to be causing the accelerated expansion of our universe. And in attendance will be Nobel Prize winners and heads of state. The forum runs for the next 3 days. Serif Bojang, RFI, Dakar.